Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tonight, we are back together. I am Tiny, and this is...
Xavier. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome back to the podcast. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We podcast on all the major podcast formats. Make sure that whatever format that you are listening to us... or watching us, that you basically go either follow, subscribe, and then leave feedback, please. That's very important. Feedback gets you more into the algorithm. So we have our own website, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. There you can find out all things Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Shop the Scotchy Bourbon Boys shop. That's where you have the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Glencairn is available. We are tasting tonight in those Glencairns. And then also there's t-shirts. And right now you can either message myself through the Scotchy Bourbon Boys or my personal Facebook profile for Scotchy Bourbon Balls, or purchase them right off the website for the holidays. There's still time this week to get them out. So if you're listening, either leave a comment on the YouTube, leave a comment anywhere, get a hold of us, and we will get those bourbon balls out to you. So we also are YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We have a Facebook group, Facebook page. We are on Twitter at Scotchy The, and also Instagram, all the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. But the last, if you're on the website, this is easy. The top right-hand corner of the website has the Patreon button. Otherwise, go to patreon.com, Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and check out our Patreon. That is where you can follow us or support us in any way. We have ways of doing it for a very minimal amount, monthly amount, or you can support us hugely with specific tastings from one of us, your favorite Scotchy Bourbon Boy. The t-shirts and the Glencairns are all on there. So check out the Patreon. Give us some support. So that brings us also to the news of for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and our upcoming schedule. I'm pretty excited about that upcoming schedule.
We got one heck of a
schedule.
This is a Wednesday night. I believe it is December 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you nailed it.
Yep. And tomorrow, the 16th, Super Nash is coming into town.
We are Super Nash, large and in charge.
Yeah. And we are going to be doing a podcast picking the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Bourbon of the Year. And we promise this year it's going to be a bourbon, not a blend. So... But 2020, we've talked about 2020. 2020 was a big fuck fest, and it made sense that the bourbon of the year wasn't a bourbon. So it tasted like a bourbon, or better, you know, it was damn good, but it was a little book, chapter four. So
we're not the Scotchy Blend Boys, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Right. Well, yeah, but at the same time, we're whiskey, we love whiskey, but we were picking our bourbon of the year. And that was our whiskey of the year. But at that one point, you know, that it's like you pick it and you're like, hey, we just picked
a blend
of rye and bourbon, which is definitely not a bourbon, as the bourbon of the year. So that was a fun one last year, that's for sure. But this year it will be a bourbon. We've been putting a little bit more time and effort into it. Lots of tasting. I've done a lot of tasting. Xavier will be there. He'll be doing a lot of tasting. And then also Super Nash has been thinking about it. He sent up a lot of samples that can be a part of it. That one should be pretty fun in my mind because we are going to be drinking
our tasting. Now, that's on Friday night, correct?
That will probably be Thursday. Yeah, I would do it. I'll do it tomorrow night because... And then also we're going to have a way to discard what we're tasting if we have to so that it just doesn't get out of hand. Because it could be up to 10 to 12, maybe even 15 different bourbons that are in it'll be almost like a tournament of, you know, putting different bourbons up against each other and then see which one survives. That's what I'm planning.
Okay, so that's Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Friday, talk about Friday.
Now, Friday is the whiskey live tasting through Zavvy. Looking forward to that. It is Michter's small batch bourbon. We will be tasting that live. We have Mrs. Xavier, myself, Tiny, and also Roxy and Super Nash will all be here live in the podcast studio to do this tasting. Our first ever Zavvy connection. See how that works. I'm hoping that it works. Everybody here will be able to help technically so we can get through this. And then that night we've got that. And then Saturday, getting up early, doing some bourbon hunting. Weller's 107 is out. And also, I believe, Buffalo Trace. Nothing huge, but we're going to have a lot of fun going. I'm taking Super Nash. We'll just talk to all the bourbon hunters. They love to. It's always great to be talking at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday about bourbon. Maybe we'll bring some of the bourbon of the year. Anyways, when we get back from that, which should be 10 o'clock, we are going to be tasting with Young Nose. This is going to be a scotch. It's going to be Johnny Walker High Rye Scotch. We're looking forward to that. We'll probably have a little bit of blue going on there. That's Saturday morning.
That's always an event.
Then we'll probably throw sometime on Saturday one more podcast. And then Saturday night at the Barrel Room in North Canton, we will be having our Scotchy Bourbon Boy meeting, 7 p.m. All Scotchy Bourbon Boy members are invited. It's not hard to become a member. So if you're listening to this and you want to come, we are in the Canton, Ohio area. And we will be tasting 1792 full proof, 1792 bottled and bond, and 1792 single barrel. So that should be a blast that night. Come hang out, and sounds then like afterwards have a couple pours. They have an awesome selection at it's very reasonable, especially compared to Kentucky for the prices. So come out, meet with us. You can meet us, say hi. It should be a blast. that brings us to Sunday. Super Nash is leaving, but Sunday we are going to be at the Stillhouse and also going to dinner at the Bistro, and which is the Gervasi Bistro where the Stillhouse is. And then at the Stillhouse, we're hoping to see Steve-O. He has worked and has been working on our introduction so that we can, in the future, not keep having copyright infringements because we utilize a copyrighted song. So once we do that, we'll monetize and start going crazy on YouTube. The YouTube is starting to pick up for the first time, so I'm excited about that. And that's why we're working on getting this intro so that we can really kind of get a presence on YouTube. There's it's been a lot of fun. But so let's do the new member thing.
Let's do
here it. On the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, every week we get new members, and we like to give a shout out right on the podcast. So our new members are, if you can read that,
Ryan Tyler, Jason Fritz, Travis Taylor, Robert Brown, Ronald Veninha, forgive the pronunciation if we didn't get it right, Dakota Hagar, Ricky McCullough, Bobcat Pittman, and Bill Edwards.
Welcome to the group, guys.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you.
And the group right now, as it stands, is 699 members. When I first started this group, I didn't think that we
didn't have 9 members.
Well, right. And well, at first, you know, getting to 100 members, that was kind of cool. And now at almost 700 members, I mean, tomorrow we should go over 700 members. It's been the members that we have are really good members. We have distillers. We have the Randy Prossy, the president of Kentucky Bourbon Festival, Sandy No, Bourbon Queen.
Wife of Fred No, master distiller, right, of Jim Beam.
Yeah, and then, you know, just a ton of other distillers. Alan Bishop, I mean, who can say anything? I think he's one of the top Scotchy Bourbon boys right now.
He's passionate distiller.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And then, you know, Jolie, Ann Dimmick, you know, Aaron Hare. I mean, it goes on and on.
Did we get Greg?
What? Greg Schneider. Schneider is just he's the greatest guy.
He is a prince of a guy, and he is so knowledgeable and so giving of his knowledge and his time to us. Just a great fella.
So
there's a lot of great members
in
our group.
So
we're glad to have you all on board.
For sure. Welcome. And just keep it up, guys. We'll keep up our part of the bargain. You just keep listening and participating, right?
Exactly.
I'm a little parched here. I'm going to have a little. You want some water? I gave you a... have that for him when we get into this.
Thank you.
So we got these four Signature Craft Harvest Collection series, and the first one is the brown rice. They come in a little 350 milliliter. This is an experimental thing, so that's why they have the smaller bottles. And these are 11-year-old bourbons, so pretty excited to get into this. This first one we're going to try is the brown rice. Now, the brown rice is 90 proof. And I'll pour it. Let's just pour first. You want to hand me the one going there? We're using full-size Glencairns. The Glencairns are courteous of... Martin Duffy of the Glencairn, North American Glencairn Glass Company representative. And he also is a Scotchy Bourbon boy. And he was one of the first guys that hooked us up with so many different people in the industry.
Sure did.
and we still appreciate it. When we met him at Kentucky Bourbon Festival this year, he was just a
awesome interview.
Yeah, and just such a great guy. And then he pulls over Lisa Roper Wicker and puts her on our podcast.
Yeah.
What more? And now we know Lisa. So that we'll be doing Super Nash sent up a bunch of different Widow Jane products, and then we'll have one. And I'm going to reach out to her and see if we can get her on the podcast.
That'd be awesome.
So, God, I'm thirsty. All right. So, on this signature craft, I'll read the... There's a reading on every bottle that's the same. I'll do that
for you. And I'll let you do it. I'm not going to fall on the grenade this time.
So, from Jim Beam's signature craft comes the Harvest Bourbon Collection, a series of handcrafted bourbons that celebrate the distinctive tastes imparted by the distillation of different grains. More than 10 years of aging has brought out the nuances of each of these unique ingredients. Now, the brown rice bourbon. All right. With a deep, rich amber color, our brown rice bourbon is full-bodied with a unique aroma of sweet potato and brown sugar and a taste of toasted grain, oak, and rich vanilla. I'm excited for this.
Okay.
Man, that is a very, very delicious nose.
It is. That's a caramely nose.
A lot of creamy vanilla. And then a little floral, but a little caramel. I'm getting a little lemon.
You know, I think I'm getting like a little lemon zest, as you would say. But I'm getting high caramel more than anything else.
To me, it's similar, but I'll say vanilla and brown sugar.
Close.
But maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to see. I see where they get the sweet potato. If you take that lemon and that brown sugar kind of thing, you come up with kind of a sweet potato thing. I see where they get it.
As in prepared sweet potatoes that somebody's already thrown some butter and brown sugar on.
Yeah, the good sweet
potatoes. Waiting to be scooped
with
up.
With the toasted marshmallows?
Yeah.
Toasted marshmallow, brown sugar, butter, sweet potato.
There you go.
That's a fan. That's one of the best noses I think I've ever had.
It's a real good nose.
I'm not kidding. I really love it. I was like impressed. All right, let's do the... That's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it is. A little peppery on the
sweet
taste, but yet it doesn't cloud the sweetness.
A lot of vanilla on the finish. Vanilla and marshmallow.
I'm getting a little of that. Now, odd, on my second taste, you know, after you get over the initial shock of the first taste, I'm picking up something floral or lemon with my taste buds there, in addition to the sugar, you know, brown sugar or caramel or whatever you want to call it.
But I'm getting a vanilla pudding finish, like way long, like 30 seconds. 15, 20 seconds after. And then it's just pure vanilla sugar, vanilla pudding in my mouth. Like, really, like I ate vanilla pudding. Just not making that up.
I'm getting, I think, more of a consistent caramel, but I am picking up lemon on the finish, too.
All right, I'm going to save that. Let's go on to the next, because we're going to rate them once we taste them all.
Yeah, where can we save these?
You can, well, put yours right there, and then...
Let's put it in order.
Yeah, right there, and then I'll put mine over here. All right, so the next one, another 11-year, 90 proof the same, the High Rye. Our High Rye bourbon has robust spice and rich oaky smoke on the nose. Excuse me. The taste is a balance of medium-bodied spice with a hint of caramelized oak. I'm a fan of, and we'll open this one. They have really nice wood tops with, I believe it's a real cork.
Yeah, it looks like a natural cork.
It's a natural, it's real cork. It's got the tax stamp on it.
Just a little good.
It's just that one. That's your big pour for the night because it's High Rye. You're the rye, love rye.
We like a little,
but it's not like it's rye bourbon. It's still at least 50. All the mash bills on these are not disclosed. So then, by not disclosing, sometimes you're able to get a group. Some people can either guess or they get the mash bill, even though it's not disclosed, and they know what it is. But with these, I looked everywhere, and there was no mention of what these actually were. Ooh. I get mint. What the shit? A little bit of spice, but mint. Not the sweetness that I got off the...
No, I'm getting a little ethanol there.
And I just get like spearmint. Oh. All right.
I can't decide what I'm getting on that nose other than initially there was an ethanol.
I'm still getting the mint on the taste, and that is creamy smooth. I mean, that was almost like a different, what would you say? I mean, I've never, that is unique on how it hits your tongue. And what it does,
the initial taste is quite smooth.
It's almost oily, thick. It's like a thicker.
It has a velvety taste to it.
The viscosity on this, just for some reason, I don't think it actually is more, but it is. It has the illusion that it's that you're drinking something thicker. I would drink that. Look at it stick to the side. Those legs are extending the whole... Look at how long the legs are. Right. The whole width of the Glencairn.
Well, that would correspond to the oily taste that you're picking up, I think.
And I pick up a little bit of... I mean, it's not complex. I would say that I would put the viscosity of the bourbon, that smoothness... Now, it's a little spicy on the back of my throat. I get a little bit of mint, but I don't get a lot of sugar of anything, but I don't get bitter oak.
See, now, that's the nose that I'm getting is oak, and I'm getting that oak bitterness.
I don't get that.
I'm getting it on the body and at the end.
I get a little bit of oak on the nose now. A little bit of spice, a little bit of mintiness. Actually, that time I got a little bit of dark chocolate on the finish. That's weird.
If there's chocolate, Jeff will find. Tiny will find.
Yeah, there's that dark chocolate.
Excuse me.
All right. Let's do the next one. Interesting. So now we have the 6-row barley. I'm excited about this. When it's rolled oats or barley... I just really want to know what this tastes like. And pull out the reading glasses. Last time went a lot better than the first time, right?
You're doing great.
All right.
Go get them.
Our hand-selected 6-row barley has an aroma of oak and light spice. The taste nicely balances toasted grains and oak with a light-bodied finish. That's written by, these are written by Fred Noe. He is actually, that's one cool thing. It's Booker was his dad, but he is the great-grandson of Jim Beam. Pretty cool, right?
Very cool.
Once again, nice pop. Six-row barley. I don't think I've ever had a barley, high barley bourbon before. Pop. Let's give this a nose. Get these off. Ooh. I get chocolate on the nose of this one. Milk chocolate.
I maybe.
A burnt.
Maybe getting a little bit of like a malted milk ball or something.
Yeah, and then I get burnt marshmallow. Now, if you don't get chocolate on this one.
No, that's malted milk ball on the taste and on the sides of my tongue. A little bit of bitterness. I won't say oak, maybe like tobacco.
It's like the char, like char of the oak, like they were saying.
Maybe.
A little smoky, but not bitter.
Not as bitter.
That's delicious.
Wow. Not a long finish, though.
But it's a six-row barley.
Yep.
So we're almost dealing with a scotch. Because scotch is made out of...
Scotch or Irish, yeah.
Cereal grains. I really like that. I would have to say these two are close. One, the first one, which is the brown rice and the high...
So far, the brown rice is in the lead from my scorecard.
That six-row barley, the milk, the chocolate overall, I like a little bit of a difference, you know, in bourbon when you're drinking bourbon. I just like that when they can come up with flavors like that. Oh, now, this is the one I've been waiting for. It's the rolled out. 11 year. All these are 11 years, so these are really well-aged, mature whiskeys. You know, these bourbons are fantastic. All right. No. Let's put that down and put the...
Spectacles.
Yeah, the ease of reading the aspect of it. All right. With its brilliant amber color... And toasted grain and nutty aroma, our whole rolled oak bourbon has a mellow and slightly sweet taste with a gentle, light-bodied finish. See, that just sounds delicious to me compared to what they were saying on the others and what those saw. My imagination is running wild. I imagine this to taste like golden nectar from the gods.
There you go.
I've never had a rolled oat. These intrigued me so much. I want to buy the rolled oat Woodford, the oat, but I have not. So cheers on the all of this. Let's see what we got as far as.
Oh, that very, is a very delicate nose.
Smells like vanilla. No.
It smells like chocolate. No, it doesn't.
It's very.
It's just a mild, like a toast. And toasted grain.
Honeycombs. I'm smelling honeycombs.
Honeycomb cereal. Yeah, there's a little sweetness there. Could be honey. Mm. Yeah, very, very delicate. This has probably the most delicate nose of the four expressions. Yeah,
there's no doubt.
That is quite good.
That is toasted oak.
Yep. But it's not bitter at all. It's
no,
but
very
I'm getting,
sweet.
I'm getting on the taste, which you underscored on the nose, and that there's definitely a honey taste there.
On the front end of the palate, there's no doubt. All right.
That's a really fine expression. I like that. It's got a good finish, too.
Yeah, it's delicious. Well, it's happened. We've fine-tuned our barrel bashing system. So let's barrel bash them. So there, the barrel's right there. You got a barrel with the, and I got my hammer. The hammer's right there. We're going to make some changes because I'm tiny and I can make some changes.
Because it's your barrel.
Yeah, it's actually Young Nose's barrel, but
he's 800 miles from here.
Right, no, I know. But the changes are going to be in the rating system, and not many people I've seen do this yet. But in my opinion, there's no emphasis put on the nose, the taste, the body, and the finish. They're all equally a category by themselves. But when you're tasting and drinking whiskey, realistically, in my opinion, drinking whiskey is, up until you start tasting it, smelling it really freaking doesn't matter unless you drink too much and then you smell it and you never can drink it again. That's the only time smelling whiskey ever came into my life was smelling a particular spirit, and that would then stop you from drinking it.
Well, generally, it smells different when it's all over your jeans than it does when you first open the bottle and pour it in the glass.
Yeah, except for the hour that you're pouring it in the glass, you could smell it when you're drinking it. And then when it, you don't want to smell that no more after it comes up again. So we're going to keep the four on the nose, but the taste is what really is very important. So we're going to up that to five total. You can do it for five. The body to me is important as far as for tasting, but as far as drinking, the taste to me is you're drinking it and then what's left over after you're done drinking, which is your finish. And those are the two more important categories than the body and the nose. So we are going to up the category to five for the taste and the finish. So now you can get a total of 18. And if you use your butt up during the barrel bash, one category can receive an extra. It's possible for a bourbon to score a 19. So there you go.
The new improved barrel bashing scoring.
So we're going to barrel bash the first one, the brown rice.
All right.
We'll just do it fairly quick. I give the nose on this. I love the nose, so I'm going to give this a 4.
I'm inclined to agree with you. That's one of the best noses ever.
A lot more chocolate this time. A lot of caramel, vanilla. All right.
I'll go first. I'll just give it the... I'm going to give the taste will match the nose in scoring because it pretty much, to me, it's caramel on the nose. It's caramel on the taste. No surprises.
On the taste for me, it's really good. I'll agree. 4 on the taste. All right. The body is definitely... It's a 3.
Ooh. Yeah. No further comment. 3 on the body.
I'm going to also go a 3 on the finish.
Well, I hate to match it because that means we're alike and one of us really needs to be scared. But no. I'll give it a 3 on the finish.
The thing is that if we're tasting Beam products, that's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
When we're tasting Beam products. If we're tasting a small craft, we will differ. But when it comes to a Beam product and a craft version of Beam, I could see it being the same. All right, I'm drinking the rest of this.
Okay, so now we move to
the high rye.
The high rye.
I need some water.
Yeah, no kidding.
So 14 out of 18.
For both of us.
Okay. That just went right up my nose. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry, folks.
Bless you, Tiny.
I just shot it out my nose. Nose. On this, I'm going to have to go with the nose. Pleasant, but not complicated. I'm going to give the nose average 2.
Here we go again. The nose is a very nondescript nose. It seems like pretty much all I can pick up with my not-so-sensitive sniffer is ethanol. So it gets a 2.
Taste? High rye bourbon. There's a little bit of rye. I'm going to go with taste a 2 also.
Honestly, folks, I'm capable of original thought. But in this case, I have to give the taste a 2. The taste matches the nose, but unfortunately, it's my palate. I can see where a lot of you out there would love this. But this is where you get into the line between are you gauging the actual quality or what your individual preference is. And since I'm not an expert, we cross over into preference. I'm going to give it a 2 as well.
All right. Now, when it comes to body, I've never had a bourbon have this type of a body. It's unique. It's creamy. It's like slippery, silky, and
you get that creaminess, but yet, you know, the second time around, I didn't get near the bitterness that I got the first time around.
I didn't get bitterness ever. I mean, yeah. For a high rye bourbon, I enjoyed this. I'm going to give the body and a butt up up.
Whoa!
Butt up
on the body. The body is average to good. On my first taste, I would have given it a 1, but it's a lot smoother going down after it airs a little bit. I'm going to give the body a 3.
So, finish. We're right back where we were initially. Just average finish. It's not bitter, but it's medium to short. And I'm left with more of the body. The oily, smooth, creamy aspect than anything else. And, you know, there's no bitter oak or whatever. It's just kind of, it goes. So I give it a 2.
I need to say nothing more, 2.
So you go 9 out of 18 and I go 11 out of 18.
Correct.
So that's a 10 out of 18. Bringing us to the
six row barley. Need a sip of.
There's cherry on this baby. All right.
There's some kind of floral there. I don't know if it's lemon or cherry or something. I get the tinge of it, but I can't really put my finger on it.
A lot of vanilla, a little bit of caramel and milk dud.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get nearly as much of the milk dud on the nose as I did on the taste. The first time around, I think I smelled it more.
On the nose.
Yeah, the nose is probably in between the first two. It's in between the high rye and the brown rice, so I'm going to give it a 3.
It's 3. I'm just going to straight up go. This one for me is 3s across the board. It it's just three for body, three for taste, three for nose, and three for finish. That's just me.
We're on the same page for once. I mean, it's a good bourbon. Many of you would have rated it four or higher, I'm sure. But where I'm at, you know, it is a bourbon that, you know, there's nothing on this table or nothing that we've reviewed that I'm going to say, no, I won't drink. I mean, send me all the spares you don't want, no problem. But it's a good bourbon. I don't, from my perspective, consider it great, and that's just my own preference.
And you're allowed to have your own preference. That's one thing. It doesn't matter what other people say. It's nice as a guide, but if you like it and someone else doesn't, then
and you drink like it, it. There's more for you to drink.
It's yours.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, so that brings us to the rolled oat or whatever it's called?
Yeah. Oh. I pick up that vanilla caramel a lot more.
Yeah. Nice nose.
I'm going to go with on the nose. I got to go with three on the nose.
That's a pretty good nose. I rate that nose more in line with the brown rice. I'm going to give it a four. So the taste... it's just a mild taste. It's not real peppery. You get the caramel, you get vanilla, you get maybe a little bit of the chocolate, the tiny taste. It's a good taste. I'm going to give the taste a four as well.
I'll give the taste a four. The body, I'll also give a four.
Don't need to add anything to that.
So, this time I do taste the oak more so than I did before on the finish.
And that's so weird because I taste it less this time around.
But my finish is an Andy's candy. Like a dinner mint. And I'm debating what that means. A four.
It definitely has a finish that's on par with the brown rice. And you know, nothing more to say, really. Four. So I rate this a 16.
All right. So we had the first one, the brown rice. The score was 14 out of 18?
Correct.
And then we were 10 of 18 on the rye.
Correct.
And then we were 12 of 18
on the six-row barley.
And then 15 and a half out of 18 on the rolled oat.
So the winner is?
The rolled oat.
The rolled oat.
11-year rolled oat. We feel...
It's got a truly unique taste, and it's quite good and balanced from nose to finish.
Yeah. I mean, this collection is delicious. I mean, there's not a lot of... There's no standard Jim Beam flavor profile on any of these. They're definitely an experimental, small batch that's been done, and each one in its own self is good. I would say the High Rye, which was the closest to Jim Beam, but at the same time, it had this, this body that I've never had, that viscosity, that creamy, texture in your mouth was very, very different than a lot of stuff. But if it would have had a big, huge caramel taste with that or whatever, and it didn't.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of the caramel taste, and to my palate, what tasted more like your traditional tried and true Jim Beams was actually the first one, in my opinion, because it, only because it had the most caramel.
But what's unique is it was made out of brown rice.
I know, but
it's a brown rice.
Well, that's why,
born in brown rice.
And then we noticed the difference on the body
and on the finish.
I think
that brown rice was the motivation for the Basil Hayden toast, because that has a brown rice mash bill also, which isn't Basil Hayden. I mean, Basil Hayden had its own mash bill, which was very, it's very unique in what, you know, what actually happens with this collection. But I would definitely, if you're a whiskey connoisseur, 100% get them. It wasn't hard. I was able to order it straight off the website. I forget which, but when I, but where I got it, I think it was Total Wine and Spirits. That's where I picked that up. So check that out. Get that. very, very good. So,
Great job, Fred and Freddie. It's a fine collection, and it would be interesting to taste in 30 days.
Yeah, with it open, these were all neck pours,
exactly.
But they were delicious. I didn't get the feeling that sometimes that you get with that neck pour, but yeah, definitely to revisit it after some air has hit it and it oxidates a little bit. I don't know if the bottles make 30 days.
They don't in my house, that's for sure.
Not here, especially with what's coming up in the next couple days. So,
well, maybe 3 days.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. All right. So that's another, what would you say, podcast in the books?
In the books, exactly.
We tasted the Jim Beam Signature Collection Harvest. What is it? It's Jim Beam Signature Collection, the Harvest. It's just so stupid that I don't get that one. The Harvest Bourbon Series.
Well, that was
God. It's like extracting fucking teeth or something. It's just holy shit. All right, let's try it again. The Jim Beam Signature Collection Harvest Bourbon Series.
All right.
Woo! This is
nailed it.
They've put this out before earlier. This is the newest version of it. So. Definitely we give it a thumbs up and a high rating. Grab if you see a bottle, get it. Definitely worth it. Delicious, and there's, you know, tasting these smaller, it's like a craft, what would you say? It's, well, signature craft, you know, collection. It's a craft bourbon out of a big distillery.
Exactly.
All right, so remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out. Support us on Patreon. See us on Instagram. See us on Facebook, Twitter, at Scotchy The. And then also YouTube. And hit us. There's one other one, isn't there? Well, listen to us on your favorite podcast. Don't forget to give us good feedback. I stress good feedback. Don't need any bad feedback. If you don't like watching us, please just stop watching us.
Just say no.
So with that said, remember, good bourbon equals good friends and good times. And get the hell out there and live fucking dangerously. So good night, everybody.
Thanks for spending your time with us. Have a great night. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.